and welcome to GradNext Audio, brought to you by StudyTrust, Van Schaick Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called GradNext, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. GradNext was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting a job, and finally, being a working adult. Let's continue the discussion of being a working adult. Part of that is clear and professional communication, especially important in South Africa, where so many of us work in not even our second language, but our third or fourth. The first point that I really want to emphasize is whether you are speaking or writing, always remember that the purpose of language is to communicate, not to impress. Don't try and sound smart. Try and get your content across. Before you start writing, clarify your message in your own mind. A clear, well-structured text should answer 7 questions. What is being done? Who is doing it, with or to whom? When, where, how, why, and how much is involved? Resources, time, etc. So what, who, when, where, how, why, and how much? Now, if you were in charge of a dilapidated school or a hospital, which of the following statements would you rather hear? At the appropriate stage, the necessary steps will be taken and sufficient funds committed to tackle the problems arising in several departments. What does that tell you? More or less nothing. Instead, how about this? Over the next 6 months, Treasury will provide the Eastern Cape Departments of Health and Education with 500 million rand to upgrade 30 schools and 4 hospitals. Try not to communicate if you have nothing to say yet. Instead of the meaningless statement I read first, rather say, we are working on budgets and priorities. We will let you know as soon as we have clarity, no later than, and a date. And I must just say here that some of this content has been adapted from what I found a really unexpected source. It's called Clear Writing Tips, and it's published by the European Union, available online. It's a great guide. And one has to keep in mind that the European Union has to handle 27 languages, so I suppose they have to know how to do this stuff. Now, the first thing you have to keep in mind once you've decided what your message is to focus on the reader. Ask yourself, who are you writing for? Think of their background, where they fit into the organization, what they know already. And then the second question is, what do they need to know? Give them only the information they really need. Don't, for example, write this. As you are aware, the committee you appointed to look into possible improvements to fire regulations in our factories has spent many hours deliberating. We are glad to inform you that we have finalized our report and to be able to forward the same to you. Why tell him or her if they are already aware of what you're writing? And the second thing, work is about output, not about input. They don't have to know that you spent many hours. The value of what you achieved should speak for itself. Simply write, please find attached the report from the Committee on Fire Regulations. So much easier, so much clearer. Second point, appropriate tone and language. I think this should be a separate point because so many people, especially young people, get it wrong. When you consider your reader, also consider your relationship to that person. Imagine standing in front of him or her and saying the words you're writing to his or her face. Would you feel comfortable addressing your boss with LOL, Mr. Mazibuko? Would you start talking or walk away after the conversation without a greeting? Probably not. So with that in mind, here are a few do's and don'ts. Do start all professional emails with dear so-and-so. Use the first name if that's how you would address him or her in person. Otherwise, stick to Mr. or Ms. Do always end with regards and your name. Do use capital letters and punctuation correctly. Check extra carefully, 3 times even, when you're typing on your phone. Do remember that any digital communication can and very well may be forwarded. Before you press send, read it again and consider how you would feel if this was circulated to the whole office or even more widely. And then lastly, don't use slang and social media abbreviations like ICYMI. No, write it out. Next, keep it short and simple. Be as concise and clear as possible. Split long sentences and paragraphs into shorter ones. Cut out unnecessary words. Using verbs instead of nouns will help you to do this. Don't say someone is in control of a moving vehicle. He or she is driving. Replace complex phrasing with simple, everyday language, but not slang. And use bullet points for lists of facts or information. Here are a few examples. Instead of, "It is inadvisable to be in control of a moving vehicle when suffering from fatigue," what do you think that means? Do not drive if you are tired. Another example, demonstrate the relevance of the proposal to the needs and constraints of the target groups and final beneficiaries. Lots of words and not very clear. Instead, show how your proposed project will meet the needs and constraints of the people it is intended to benefit. Another one, the number of women in management positions is lower in comparison to the number of men. What does that mean? There are fewer women than men in management positions. If you decide to work from home, please inform your line manager. It takes less time from everybody. Your employment contract confers on you an entitlement to full remuneration for 1 calendar month in the event of your medical incapacitation. Your employment contract entitles you to full payment for a month if you are ill. This is another example, of course, of verbs instead of nouns. Medical incapacitation. You are ill. There are some simple alternatives to help you make phrases more concise. Instead of with reference to, with regard to, on the subject of, or in relation to, simply consider using about. Consider the following. Accounted for by the fact that, due to the fact that, for the reason that, in view of the fact that, owing to the fact that. What does all of that mean? Because. And you can replace in the event that, provided that, on condition that, with if. Try and be as simple and concise as possible. And then the next one, be concrete, not abstract. Replace vague, abstract expressions with concrete language. The text will be clearer, more meaningful, and often shorter. Don't write remunerated employment instead of paid work. Don't write hierarchical superior if you mean the boss or the line manager. Human capital development, staff training. Ensure the universal availability of. Ensure that everyone has access to. Commonalities, shared or common aspects or themes or goals. Make it simple, direct. And stay clear of jargon and cliches. Every field has its own set of jargon, from a cameraman shouting, "Kill the blonde," which means turn off a certain kind of light, to IT people speaking a language only they understand. Remember, focus on the reader. If you're writing an email to a colleague in the same field, you can use abbreviations and insider language. If your reader is an outsider, make sure it's clear. Also be careful of fancy-sounding words or phrases that have become tired and irritating, like blue-sky thinking, clear thinking, visionary thinking, deliverables, results, outcomes, or to keep in the loop, keep informed, and going forward, simply in future. Big words do not make you sound smart. Instead, they are pompous and often unclear. Ask yourself, would your friends understand it? Are all instructions clear? Does it sound natural? Write and speak to communicate, not to impress. That was episode 15 of Grad Next Audio, part of the section on being a working adult. Next time, we talk about managing time, a huge problem for most of us. Please join us again. And remember, you can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Goodbye, until next time.